Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking and technology. But today we're switching gears, folks. We're diving into fitness, specifically those dreaded exercises everyone loves to hate. Get ready. It's going to be a fun one.
Oh, I'm already cringing thinking about burpees, but I'm intrigued. What's the deal with these exercises? Why do trainers insist we do them?
Well, according to the New York Times, it's not about pain. It's about gain. Even if you loathe these exercises, there are serious benefits and ways to modify them. It's all about stepping outside your comfort zone.
Stepping outside my comfort zone usually involves trying a new recipe, not planks. So which exercises are we talking about?
The big five: planks, jumping exercises, squats, deadlifts, and of course the dreaded burpee.
Ugh, the burpee. Okay, so planks. I get that they're for core strength, but holding yourself up like a board is just not fun.
Exactly, but the article suggests modifications. You can do them on your forearms and knees, hands and knees, or even elevate your upper body by putting your hands on a chair or wall.
I see, interesting. What about jumping? I've always felt awkward doing jumping jacks.
Well, apparently they're great for balance, coordination, and even pelvic floor strength. Who knew? The key is to land softly, bending your knees and landing on the balls of your feet. Start slow, stepping jacks before jumping jacks.
Got it. Squats, I understand. They're essential, but so many people avoid them. What's the trick?
The article suggests starting simple. Sit and stand from a bench repeatedly. Then try standing with your weight on one leg, then the other. Work your way up to a full squat and eventually add weights. It's a progression.
That makes sense. Now deadlifts, those seem scary.
Right? People worry about their backs. But done right, they strengthen hamstrings and glutes, which can actually help your back. The key is addressing any hip mobility issues and starting with lighter weights, gradually increasing as you get comfortable with the form.
So everything can be modified. That's encouraging. Last but not least, the burpee. Is there any way to make that less horrible?
The article says the burpee is about moving from standing to the floor and back up. You can modify every part. Step back into a plank, skip the push-up, step forward instead of jumping. It doesn't have to be fast and furious.
Maybe burpees aren't the enemy after all. Maybe. So the main takeaway is modification, listening to your body, and not being afraid to try.
Absolutely. And remember, trying something new, even if it's hard, can be a confidence boost. So embrace the discomfort and maybe, just maybe, you'll learn to love, or at least tolerate, these exercises. That's all the time we have for today, folks. Thanks for tuning in to Nutty's Show. See you next time for more cooking and maybe a little more fitness talk. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.